Now, the rest of the story. It was a routine admission to Bellevue Hospital, a charity case, a Bowery bum with a slashed throat. The derelict's name was misspelled on the hospital form, but then what good is a name on the Bowery? The admission sheet also missed his age. It said 39. Actually, he was 38. Someone might have remarked what a shame it was for one so young, but no one did because no one cared. The details of what happened in the pre-dawn of that chilly winter's morning were of equally little interest to the staff at Bellevue. Understandable, considering the proliferation of banged-up, down-and-out drunks who passed through their portals. Would it have made a difference to those attending him in the last hours of his life had they known the rest of the story? The cold January sun had not yet crept into the skies over New York City when it happened. It was in the Bowery, in one of those rooming houses you hear about but never want to see. In one of those rooms was a man, at least the shell of a man. For years he had lived only to drink. Now his health was all but completely deteriorated and he was starving. Death would not take him by inches, however, for in the loneliness of that pre-dawn, he arose from his ragged bed, staggered to the wash basin, and fell, and the basin toppled and shattered. He was discovered lying on the floor, naked and bleeding from a gash in his throat. His forehead was discolored by the blow he had received falling. A doctor was called. No one special. Remember, this was the Bowery. The doctor asked for thread to suture the derelict's wound. Somebody found a piece of black sewing thread. That would have to do. All the while, the bum was begging for a drink. An onlooker got some rum. The doctor shook his head. Nothing more could be done for him. A police wagon was called. The derelict was sent to Bellevue Hospital. For days, he languished there, unable to eat. He received no medical care, just a bed in which to sleep. It's remembered that he did have a fever, also that he had lost much blood, also that he was suffering from malnutrition, but then most of the Bowery bums admitted to Bellevue, consumed in turn by alcohol they had consumed, were equally malnourished. On the third day, he was dead. A friend seeking him was directed to the hospital morgue, and there, among nameless corpses, he was found. Recovered from a coat pocket were 38 cents and a scrap of paper. All his earthly goods. At 25 cents a night for his room in the Bowery, what money he had would have kept him for but one more night. On the scrap of paper were penciled five words, "Dear friends and gentle hearts." It has been suggested that these words comprise the title of an unwritten song. For in always, this forgotten man was just another of the Bowery's forgotten men, a drunken derelict with no prospects on an irreversible course of self-destruction, a bum, even though once upon a time, before his death in 1864 at 38, he had made the world sing. Camptown Races, Oh Susanna, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, and My Old Kentucky Home, and hundreds more. Stephen Foster. Now you know the rest of the story.